Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. Today I want to talk a little bit about, more about when weight loss feels hard, because this is a topic that's come up a lot lately, and it's come up in my Intuitive Macros group, which, by the way, oh my God, this group is freaking amazing. These women are so amazing, and we've all said like how amazing the group is and how much we just are all like we're all just so similar. The girls are going through amazing, amazing shifts, amazing realizations and transformations. And I'm just so thrilled and happy. They all are so happy with their progress already. And it's only been like not even 3 weeks. And I've just managed to dedicate so much to them because it's really important for me to see these women transform and shift from the inside out, right? That's the important thing, is that we are working on things that are going to change their life forever. We are shifting on all different levels. We are combining everything, and that's what makes that program, it's such a powerful thing that we're doing. And I'm so, so happy to be able to facilitate it and take these women through this transformation. And I'm just so freaking grateful for that. And also, you know, a couple of the girls have just voiced to me how much they love the group. And so I'm really, really happy and excited about that. And keep an eye out. The program goes for 3 months, so hopefully I'll be running that again once it's finished. But in the meantime, I do actually have a spot opening up for one-on-one coaching, which I can facilitate you through the same transformation one-on-one, if you want that more private approach, which is so, so amazing to go through this transformation of shifting your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, learning to transition out of dieting, eating more food, and losing weight in a sustainable long-term way without the fad diets, without the yo-yo dieting, overcoming emotional eating and manifesting weight loss on a deeper, more permanent identity level. Yeah, it's about shifting your identity. You shift your identity through shifting your thoughts and feelings and beliefs and manifesting a different behavior around food, which leads to long-term sustainable weight loss. And we're talking about having results that come in time, so much so that in 5 years' time or in 4 years' time, you look back and you've maintained it. That's what we want, because there's countless people out there who lose weight, but they spend their whole life trying to maintain it or yo-yoing up and down. And it's the energy of dieting and struggle and needing to maintain willpower and motivation in order to maintain those results. But that's not what we want. We want something that changes on a deeper level, which requires the mindset work that is required with any type of manifestation work. You have to change on a deeper identity level, and then your results are permanent. You're more permanent in that. Yeah, you've got to tweak your mindset from time to time because law of attraction, like attracts like. So if your thought patterns start to waver, you might waver a bit, but it is so different to the experience that I used to have when I used the traditional approach of dieting, which is what mainstream teaches us and how everyone's minds operate. I notice when I shifted out of that into the more law of attraction approach, I've managed to lose 30 pounds and keep it off now for, I don't know, 3 to 4 years. I've been the same size, but with ease. And I'm much healthier mentally, emotionally, physically. So I just cannot, I can't like be like, I'm so passionate about this because of how much it's changed my life and how much I see other women who do my work transforming. So send me an email if you're interested in one-on-one coaching. It's BarbaraAuban@nodietbabe.com. I have a spot opening up, so reach out to me for that. But today I want to talk about like this thing around weight loss feeling hard, because this came up in my Intuitive Macros group, and I think that it's something also that I've observed around all sorts of things where we feel like things need to be hard. And I just think that it's an interesting thing that I've noticed amongst people that value hard work. And I think it's interesting because as a society, I feel like we value being busy and hard work as if to say, I mean, we literally say it all the time. We say, you deserve it, right? Because you've worked hard. And it's not to say that I'm shunning like people's worth ethic or like putting in effort for things. It's not about that. It's when the energy tilts to this place of I'm working so hard and it feels like there's resistance around it and I'm upset and I'm resentful because I'm not seeing results for the amount of effort that I'm putting in. And I think that can translate into food and weight. It can translate into money, career, relationships and other things. So it's an important topic to discuss in terms of law of attraction and why we attract situations where our weight loss can feel hard. So I want to chat about that today because I find that so interesting and how I've managed to change the perception of my weight feeling easy and food feeling easy and how I managed to do that. And it's honestly all just a part of your inner world, because often we make these rules like this is so hard and life is so hard and this X thing, whatever it is so hard to get or maintain or whatever. And it's honestly, we blame our environment. We blame, for example, around food, people will blame fast food. They'll blame processed food. They'll blame their environment, the fact that whatever they live with, people who eat crap or they work in a place where there's crap everywhere or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's got to do with you and your identity and your thoughts and feelings and beliefs and how that translate into your behaviors and the reality that you experience, because our reality is based on our actions and our actions come from our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. So whether or not you choose to believe that law of attraction impacts your weight, it does. Whether or not you decide to believe it or not, it's like it's there. It's like you might not believe in gravity, but you're still going to fall down a cliff if you jump off it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's like happening. And that's the important thing to realize, is that whether you are aware of it or not, your thoughts and feelings and beliefs are impacting on your weight and whether or not you get to the weight that you desire. It's not a coincidence that so many people are struggling around their weight despite taking a lot of action. And that's the thing that I hear of the most, is the complaint that how much effort I put into weight loss and I don't see results. And these people are exercising, they are eating healthy enough according to what we're told by the weight loss industry, but they're not seeing results. They're struggling and then blaming themselves and feeling like just even forming more and more limiting beliefs around their capability to lose weight and keep it off. And so it's a really important thing to address this, because it's not that the answer and the solution isn't to do more, which is often what people are made to feel they need to do. I literally hear of stories that people are struggling around their weight and they're just told to eat less and exercise more. And it's really frustrating, or made to feel guilty because they're not able to stick to their workout routine, or being blamed for not sticking to their diet perfectly. And it's like, you guys, you're missing the point. You're literally missing the point, and you're literally just causing more resistance, frustration, and anger and resentment around weight loss when you approach it from this energy. And it's very frustrating to hear stories of this, because it's something that I went through the pain of that for many, many years, of feeling that what these people are going through in my Intuitive Macros group, and then hearing the stories of what they've been through recently and knowing just how wrong that approach and that advice is. And it's really sad that that people go through this still. And that's why, you know, I just really need you guys to see a different perspective, because if you've struggled your whole life around this, the weight loss industry isn't helping you. It's really not. And the stories that I hear and these stories of shoving these transformations in your face and how quickly it happened and how, you know, come join us, do this diet. But at the end of the day, it's not helping the majority of people, maybe short term or maybe some of them. But for the chronic dieters out there and those of you that are joining me in Emotional Eaters, you're here because it's not helping you. And yeah, look, I'm happy for those people that it's working for, and I'm like, I don't want to, you know, dismiss anyone that's succeeding because of whatever they're doing, but there's so many people that are struggling and I need to reach out to them and tell them, hey, there's a different way, and I've been through what you've been through, and I know, and there's a different way, and trust me, you can succeed. And it's this thing of like, I put in so much effort and I'm not seeing results, or I'm getting jealous of that person because I'm not there, I'm working harder than them and they're not getting results. And what this actually, you want to see that this is proof that action alone isn't enough. You have to have the energy to back it up. And that's what's important to understand, is that the foundation needs to be your energy. Always, 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 you have to look at your thoughts and feelings and beliefs before you go rushing around trying to do more action, because sometimes then you'll just manifest the same thing over and over again and just build more resentment and more momentum around reinforcing your limiting beliefs, because you just think that it's meant to be hard. It's meant to be hard. It's like you're just reinforcing that, and it doesn't have to be hard. And this feeling that I used to create about things being hard was just something that I created. It was the reality that I created. And I changed that reality by looking at the energy around it and looking at a different perspective, and not seriously detoxing my mind from all these fad diets and all these rules and bullshit. But which is what I'm teaching the girls in Intuitive Macros. But it's like, guys, let's just look at this whole thing around society putting effort on a pedestal and like literally how that manifests into our reality. Think about it this way, right? How much we value working hard and how that translates into deserving something. I mean, if you just look at the overall perspective of the world, like that I've noticed like since shifting out of it, yeah. But how much I notice that people comment on how much they value hard work and like, oh, you worked so hard, you deserve it. Notice how that's like such a common thing that we say, but when you really think about how that's manifesting in your life and then you turn around and say how stressful your life is and how you wish things were easier and it's so hard and you have to put in effort, but on the flip side, the beliefs and the value of hard work, no wonder it's manifesting that way. It's like, just think of it. Just think about it on a deeper level, yeah? Think about law of attraction and why your life is the way it is. And it's like, we value hard work and tie in hard work with deserving, then of course we're going to see a manifestation of things having to be hard in order to feel deserving. And it's like even then it just becomes a merry-go-round because you start to develop a resentment of having to work hard and putting in effort. And that just translates into you never reaching where you want to go in terms of weight loss. And I experienced this myself when I had this perception of being hard. I had to break down this mentality of things being hard. You guys, how is weight loss hard? When we think about it, this is just play with this, all right? Just play with this idea right now because some of you might feel resistance around it because the momentum going in your beliefs around your ability to lose weight are so strong. And so there might be a lot of resistance around this, but just bear with me here. Like, why is weight loss hard? Think of it this way. It's like at the end of the day, right? You have to eat every day. Eating is something that you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, every single day. And like this, your ability to lose weight, the reason why you are feeling that it's hard, it's because you've created so many rules around how it needs to look in order for you to succeed. So you've created rules that make it seem hard. And then also the pressure you create around having to follow these rules and having to look a certain way make it feel harder. Yeah, it's because you're perceiving it to be hard that it literally feels like you never get there. And you have to start to change the perception because at the end of the day, you're going to be eating for the rest of your life. And if your eating feels hard, you're just going to manifest more situations to reinforce that. Hence, you're never going to get to your goal weight or maintain it because it's just not aligning with what you want. You want it to feel good. At the end of the day, you see weight loss as feeling good. You've put your ideal body on this pedestal that when I get there, I'm going to be this perfect, happy person and my life is going to be perfect. Yet your energy around food is that it's hard and weight is hard. Of course, you're never getting there because it's just not a vibrational match. You're never going to get there. You have to start seeing food, improve your relationship with food so that it feels good, so that it feels easy. Yeah, same with exercise. You can't approach it from this place of how hard it is or having resentment of how much effort you've put in and the lack of results you've gotten. It's like at the end of the day, if you were at your ideal body, you'd still want to exercise because we should be exercising for health reasons, right? So like this whole thing around how much effort you have to put in, you've got to drop it because it's forcing you to not be a vibrational match to where you want to be around your weight. Especially because everybody puts weight loss on a pedestal and thinks that once they have their ideal body, they'll be happy because you are succumbing to the euphoria around before and after photos and around the euphoria of when you've lost a bit of weight and you feel on a high or when you're exercising consistently. You're viewing it, you know what? You're getting sucked in by the stimulation of how exciting it is and that euphoria of it. But at the end of the day, weight loss just means weight loss. It doesn't mean you've solved all of your life problems. You're not somehow going to be more happier and have less issues. There's more to life than just your weight. Trust me. You'll just start manifesting issues in other areas of your life and then you'll gain the weight back because your emotions and like you have these unmet needs because you've got issues in other areas of your life, which will force you to gain weight to cope with the problems that you're experiencing. Yeah. So everything is just a manifestation of your inner world. You have to start looking deeper than just what the weight loss industry is telling you about. You have to look deeper at your thoughts and emotions and your vibration around food and your weight in order to manifest weight loss and get to where you want to go. It's a no-brainer. I really can't see how everyone can't see this. It's so fucking obvious. I'm sure you guys by now, if you listen to me ramble on in every single episode, hopefully you're starting to get the gist here at how screwed up the weight loss industry is, because everything literally teaches you how not to become a vibrational match to weight loss, not the content itself necessarily, but the vibration and energy of where it's coming from. It's coming from the wrong place. I can feel it. And yeah, it's just screwed up, and just how much you just have to shift your inner world and view things differently in order to become a vibrational match to the weight loss that you want. There's just these different aspects that you have to consider around how you've been conditioned, usually through the dieting mentality, to view weight loss and to how you view eating and your relationship to food. And this whole thing around it being hard is just manifesting more situations where you reinforce how hard it is. Yeah. You have to start to break that cycle of the feeling, because manifestation is about your feelings, because feelings are your vibration. How you feel in relation to the thing determines how you're vibrating at that thing. So it's really important to look at your energy around food and how you feel about your weight loss and how you feel about dieting in general and all of it. It's like you feel like it's hard. Yeah. You've got to change that. You've got to shift that in order to be a vibrational match to weight loss. And that's just a process. Everything is just a process of doing the deeper inner work, having awareness, and that then taking time and manifesting into your reality. It's like you've got to be patient because you've been conditioned a certain way for your whole life. Yeah. So you have to be patient. You can't get so dramatic about it. People get so dramatic about their weight. So dramatic. Why? Because it's so tied into their self-worth and it becomes the center of their world. It becomes the center of everything why they're unhappy. And I know this because that was me. It was the center of my life. Everything that went wrong in my life started to become because of, like, I decided that it was all because of my weight. I was angry and depressed every day because of my weight and the way I behaved around food, because I could never reach that perfectionist level that I put up on a pedestal. Of course it felt hard. Of course I had pressure on myself. I had unrealistic standards and rules around how I had to be and how things had to look. And that's what kept on re-manifesting, is how hard it was and how I couldn't achieve these strict ways of eating and strict ways of exercising, and how I just wasn't disciplined enough and I didn't have enough willpower and all of that shit. It's toxic. It was toxic. And I see so many people in those toxic patterns, toxic thought patterns, toxic behaviors, toxic mentality around food and weight and exercise. And as soon as you start breaking free from that, you feel better, you feel happier, and weight loss starts to manifest. And yeah, that's the answer, you guys. It's weight loss is inevitable. You're going to lose weight. You have to start to reprogram your mind and the way you perceive things. Like, you just have to. You can't keep on viewing weight loss as hard and something like that you need to put in so much effort into. You have to just start taking action without dragging negative emotion. It's like you're literally just like tying weight, like more weight onto you, and dragging that along with you when you carry this energy of it needs to be hard and I value hard work and I deserve this because I'm working so hard, or whatever it is that the underlying belief is around that behavior or that manifestation. Just start to dig deeper, you guys. Like, start to dig deeper and ask yourself these questions and, you know, do some journaling around why it feels so hard for you and what it is specifically that feels hard. And then realize that maybe you've created energetic rules around how your weight loss has to look that's manifested and reinforced limiting beliefs that you've created for yourself. Yeah. And the reason I say this is not for you to not allow self-compassion that things have felt hard before. They do genuinely, like, you can have compassion for the things that you've experienced. But at the same time, if you want to change your reality, you've got to start to get real with your inner world. And you've got to start to view it from curiosity and non-judgment without the drama, and just be like, hey, what the fuck am I doing here? And I want things to change. Let me just be disciplined with my thoughts and actually be honest with myself and realize that I can change my reality. And that's a beautiful thing. We have to be excited about that. Like, it takes time, and you have to put in the mental work to shift your conditioning. But when that translates into taking action, you do genuinely feel like it's not as hard. Yeah. And you can change your life immensely through doing this type of work around manifestation in every aspect of life. It's hilarious because the girls in my intuitive macro groups, we start to just start talking about manifestation of everything. We start to talk about relationships and money and everything, because it's all just fucking tied in together. It's tied into our identity. And it's like we get to transform on every fucking level and just up level so much. I love it. I love doing that and helping these women. So yeah, and like helping you guys, like, you know, here listening to this podcast, you know, thanks for supporting this message. And you know, I just want to continue to spread this message of law of attraction and weight loss, because it's just not enough. There's not enough out there of it. It's like people just see manifestation as this money or physical thing, and it's like there's more to life than that, you guys. Like, you're struggling with other things too. And to just remember that, and remember that pretty much if you've been doing things a certain way and it hasn't been working for you, it's because you have neglected the inner work. You've neglected the fact that you have to be a vibrational match to what you want, period, in order to get it. And yes, you've got to do the work to get there, but it's not about action. It's about taking action from alignment, meaning you need to make sure your foundation is present. You need to make sure you've sorted out the shit going on in your head, because that's where it's all coming from. You can take action, and just go nowhere, which is what a lot of you experience around your dieting and your food and your exercise. And you keep on seeing short-term quick results and you get so stuck on that. You get so stuck on people getting results quickly, and then that, oh, it just sucks you in. It's your ego. It's your ego sucking you in, and you succumb to the fad diets. You succumb to the fact that, oh, that there was that time that I lost weight so quickly and how good that felt. Yeah, but how long did it last? It didn't last. You are struggling. You've been struggling your whole life, going back and forth, up and down. When is it going to stop? When is it going to end? You know, you've got to change. You've got to change this cycle. You have to change this cycle if you want to feel good. You want that cycle to end. You want to finally feel good. There is another level of living that you haven't even, you couldn't even imagine how good it is once you get there, and how much you can actually change your reality if you do this inner work. Trust me. Yeah, anyway, you guys. Powerful stuff there, hey? It's just, yeah, it's just, I just see how much people view weight loss in such a different way to how you need to view it if you want to truly manifest weight loss long term. And this creation of it being hard that you have, and you've like reinforced so many limiting beliefs, you want to start to assess that. And I'm hoping that this can be a catalyst to you starting to dig deeper and start to look at your reality and why things have manifested the way they have, and start to apply law of attraction to weight loss. Yeah, it needs to happen, because I'm sick of seeing all these fad diets and not really paying attention to the energy that's behind it, and the fact that many are in resistance because they think they should be doing weight loss a certain way, but that isn't in alignment for them, and then they feel resistance because they think that they should be able to do it that way. Like, for example, with low carb, it's like you're in resistance because everyone keeps on telling you how good low carb is, but you feel resistance because you keep on wanting carbs, or you're not getting any results and it feels hard. And it's like, but is it even in alignment with you in the first place? Because for me personally, I've told you guys before, I was low carb from probably teenage years right through till almost late 20s. And that was the time of my life where I had the most health issues in terms of polycystic ovaries, acne, digestive issues, etc. And I was low carb. I was a clean eater. I was exercising regularly. So it's like there's more to it. And I was going around and around in circles trying to be stricter, trying to be more perfect, and didn't get any better. So it's like there's a missing piece, you guys. Start to realize that there's a missing piece, and stop just getting so caught up in that world of never-ending advice on how all of these things cause health issues, that in the end, when you do the shit, you don't get better, and it's because there's more to it than that. And how, you know, open your mind up too, because research and science can be such a rabbit hole and tunnel vision sometimes. And to just, yeah, just have an open mind. Because also, like, today I posted on my Instagram story a study that I came across showing that a study done in China, where there are people in China who have relatively high carb, like moderate carb, like I'm talking, you know, in terms of a macro split, we're talking, you know, 50 to 60% carbs with like 20 to 30% fats, which is very different to the macronutrient ratio that is recommended by keto diets, which is probably the most popular fad diet nowadays that people are claiming is the answer to health. And I just strongly disagree with this. I'm biased because of my own experience with low carb diets creating more issues than long term. Maybe short term, you see a difference because you cut back on processed foods or because you have enough positive expectation around it being good for you. I think that that's important to consider as well. When we have that positive expectation that something's going to work, then it does work short term. I think that's something to take into consideration. I, by far, am not saying that I have all the answers because I just don't think anybody possibly can have all the answers because it's the nutrition, the science of nutrition is never ending. It's never ending. We're never gonna know everything. Yeah. So it's like constantly expanding. We're constantly expanding our knowledge around nutrition and health. And it's like what the study was participants in China where they predominantly have quite high, like moderate carbohydrate intake. They eat a lot of rice and they put them on a high fat diet and monitored them over 6 months and found that their gut microbiome or whatever, I can't even get my words out. Like their gut bacteria had changed for the worse when they switched to a high fat diet, and that they had a increase in inflammatory type gut bacteria and a decrease in the beneficial gut bacteria that helps keeping cholesterol healthy and keeping anti-inflammatory, which is really interesting. That, you know, when, like, it's important to consider all different aspects of science and looking at the bigger picture, because we get so much tunnel vision when we start looking at the relationship between carbs and insulin. We can just dig ourselves a ditch because we're not looking at the bigger picture here. And trust me, there's more to it, because when I was low carb was when I was struggling the most around my polycystic ovaries and acne, which is related to insulin resistance. And when I switched to moderate carbs, my acne improved. So especially with something like acne, which has a strong association, like it has such a strong link to insulin, and it's such an easy manifestation to look at, because you can physically see acne, you can see when it's bad, and how my low carb diet was not helping my insulin resistant type symptoms of polycystic ovaries and acne, and how moderate carbohydrate improved it. So I think personally that it's got more to do with having consistency from an observation of my own diet and my own manifestation of symptoms and problems. I can see that when I'm inconsistent, then that's not good. And I couldn't be consistent around a low carb diet because it was impossible. Not to mention, even if I was consistent and I got good results of my skin, my polycystic ovaries were still there. It was actually a Chinese doctor who told me that my high-fat diet was not helping my condition and that I needed to introduce carbohydrates again. So, you know, there's more to it than I think what this whole thing around this fear of carbohydrates around insulin and diabetes and polycystic ovarian syndrome. I think that there is absolutely, absolutely more to research in that. And I'm not saying that I have all the answers, by no means. I just think that I'm very, very biased and skeptical when it comes to people prescribing low carb diets for people with those issues. I just think that there's more to it. And especially now looking at this study, it's like kind of confirming what I've always thought, in the sense that, like, when they studied the shift of them switching from high carb to lower carb and higher fat, even the gut microbiota that is seen in patients that have type 2 diabetes, it's like, okay, so there's a gut bacteria associated with diabetes, which is interestingly went up in those people who went high fat. So it's not like you can just look at the study and come to certain conclusions at the end of the day, because you have to take, when that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that when you're looking at science, you have to keep an open mind and remember that one study, you know, you just take it as a piece of information of the bigger piece of the puzzle. But it's like, just keep an open mind, you guys, because this whole thing around low carb, I just don't agree with it. And especially in countries that predominantly eat lots of rice and have had lower, maybe not nowadays, but maybe in the past had lower incidence of obesity and chronic disease, and there were countries that consume lots of rice, lots of carbohydrates as the staple of the diet, yeah, and how they don't have as much diabetes and obesity present. So it's kind of, to me, I kind of just look at that common sense aspect as well, at the bigger picture of what's going on here. And there's, you know, more to it than just demonizing a macronutrient, most definitely, and looking at the source of the carbohydrates, I think, as well, is important. Of course. Well, that just went totally off topic of today's podcast episode, but it just had to come out because, you know, I just think you guys need to know this information, and I just like to learn as I go as well. Because I said, it's like nutrition is never ending. Like, nobody's going to have all the answers, and I know by no means say that I have the answer to perfect health, because nobody does. But it's just like, it's good to really just look at things and just keep on learning and question, hang on a second, like, yeah, this low carb thing. I don't know. Obviously, I have a lot of things that are going to impact my opinion of low carb and keto. I'm just forever feeling this resistance around it because of my own experience with it and the years that I was low carb and not having any health benefits, despite just really succumbing to the information that I was presented with. And, you know, just to give carbs a chance too, because when you initially start to increase carbohydrates, you have to be patient, because initially you might not feel better initially, because your body's so used to not having carbohydrates. But when you introduce them in a certain manner and you have them moderately and you learn portion control, which is what I am like all about, then it can have really good effects, I've found, on people's ability to lose weight and feel better. Like anything, it's like moderation. Like, people just take it to the extremes. It's like, oh, I'll go low carb, then I'll go high carb, but then they'll eat pastries and eat lots of them and then wonder why they feel lethargic and not well. And it's like, yeah, that's not the way to do it. Of course, it's not going to work when you do it like that. But anyway, you guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, I've got a spot open for one-on-one coaching. Reach out to me, BarbaraAuban@nodietbabe.com. I'll help you on a one-on-one basis. So love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.